The minimum wage debate continues to rage in Maine's largest city, where last night the Portland City Council voted to delay until September consideration of a wage ordinance they passed 2 weeks ago, which inadvertently gave tipped workers more than policymakers intended. Council members also elected to send another proposal to voters in November, this one for a $15 an hour minimum wage. Labor groups are feeling encouraged, but as Tom Porter explains, some in the hospitality industry are concerned by the way things are going.
As lunchtime draws to a close at Rivalry Sports Pub in downtown Portland, owner Lance Meader says he's obliged to ensure his 12 servers pull in the minimum wage. But he says it's not a concern.
On average, over the course of a year, our servers generally make between $20 and $25 an hour on tips alone. And that's what they claim.
On top of the tips, Meader pays his servers the basic minimum for tip workers, which is $3.75 an hour. Next year, this will increase to $6.35 under the terms of a minimum wage ordinance passed by council members earlier this month. His servers don't need this increase, he says, because they already make at least $20 an hour. But as a business owner, Meader says he'll take a big hit.
It's going to cost me $38,000 next year. Now, I can't eat $38,000 myself. I mean, I would have to pass that along.
Which he says would make it hard for him to remain competitive in Portland and why he's considering relocating.
If need be, I will leave the city.
City council members say they did not intend to increase the base pay for tipped workers. They accidentally approved it as part of a new ordinance which raises the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour next year, $2.60 above the current state minimum. The city council is now considering ways to amend the ordinance to reflect the original $3.75 minimum for tipped workers. Attorney Glenn Israel is advising the council on how to proceed. Speaking at a City Hall workshop Monday evening, Israel stressed that everyone is supposed to earn at least minimum wage, tipped and non-tipped workers alike.
The only difference is who pays that. For most employers, the employer pays it. For tipped employees, it's partially paid by the customers.
What they're saying doesn't make sense.
Portland waitress Heather McIntosh says she wants the $6.35 minimum for tipped workers to stay in place. She says she often earns considerably more than that, but her wages aren't consistent and there's no job security.
My 20 years of waiting tables and management and bartending, what happens is if I went in, and happens often in the wintertime, and don't make minimum wage, if I say that to my employer, I get laughed at and they're like, oh yeah, and then I'm replaceable.
The tip credit system does not work for tipped workers. It has a very high non-compliance rate, a very high rate of wage theft, and it engenders a really bad working environment.
Mako Bates is with the group Portlanders for a Living Wage, which is proposing to raise Portland's minimum wage even higher to $15 an hour, with tipped workers earning a base rate of $11.25. Portlanders will vote on the proposal in November. Greg Dougal from the Maine Restaurants Association says the existing ordinance would already make life hard for the sector, but a yes vote in the fall would put many out of business.
Well, it would be absolutely devastating.
Even small restaurants, he says, would probably be looking at an additional $100,000 in adjusted payroll costs.
I would say 30 to 40% of the restaurants in Portland would not be able to absorb that cost or pass it along.
Portland isn't alone in seeking a minimum wage increase in the state. The Bangor City Council takes up its own proposal on Monday night. And at the state level, efforts are underway to put a measure on next year's ballot, seeking Maine's first minimum wage increase in more than 5 years. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.